We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. I'm joined here by Mark Mastrada, who's the Niagara Regional Director for the New York State Parks, and also the great Mayor of Niagara Falls, Mayor Robert Restaino. There is truly no place like this one. Niagara Falls is a world-class destination. Today we bring good news for this community and the millions of visitors who come here every single year. The National Park Service, through the Land and Water Conservation Fund, has awarded Niagara Falls State Park a $2.5 million grant. The federal funding will support improvements to the area around the Niagara Falls Observation Tower, including an extended stairway trail from Crow's Nest to the Prospect Point Observation Area. The project will improve visitor access, safety, and views. In July of 2020, Congress approved the Great American Outdoors Act, bipartisan legislation ensuring that parks and irreplaceable lands are protected for decades to come. It permanently and fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund at $900 million each and every year. The law, which makes possible grants like this one for Niagara Falls, does much more than preserve areas. It addresses climate change through investments in natural resources, makes right the environmental injustices by expanding access to and enhancing the green space in communities, and it strengthens the outdoor recreation economy, a fast-growing economic sector and job creator, which prior to the pandemic generated almost $900 billion in consumer spending each year. As a destination drawing millions of visitors from around the world, we appreciate the natural wonder here in our backyard, as well as the recreational, social, and economic benefits Niagara Falls State Park provides. The major federal investment announced today creates new opportunities for up-close views of the mighty Niagara and builds on the great progress made in recent years to enhance the park experience. With that, I call up Mark Mastrada from the New York State Parks. Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Higgins. You have been a true partner for all of Niagara Falls and certainly a great friend of the parks. Thank you. And on behalf of our Commissioner Kulisade, he sends his thanks, greetings, and thanks as well. This project really aligns nicely with one of our commissioner's priorities, which is to enhance the visitor experience. And everything we do focuses on that, and this project fits in so nicely. One of the beautiful things about the falls, as opposed to our counters across from Canada, they offer a beautiful panoramic view. On our side, we get the total immersion. You get to feel the park, experience it. You get wet. You can taste it. You can touch it. And this project that we're talking about today, that Congressman Higgins outlined, is just another great opportunity to do that. It's been something that's been in our thoughts for a while. How can we create a venue to get us even closer? If you will, the current Crow's Nest is an extremely popular venue, if you're not familiar with it, it leads you up to a dead end little perch. Extremely popular photo op, but it only goes halfway. What we're offering here is an opportunity, a stairway to further adventure, if you will, to get up as close to the falls as possible. I had the privilege during some earlier site reconnaissance visits to actually go out there and climb that area with our team. And I have to tell you, it is magnificent. It's a wonderful experience, and what a great way to share that with our visitors, with the public, to experience the falls again in a different kind of way that you can't experience it across the gorge. And again, with the thought of creating venues to allow people to stay here longer, give them other things to do, that people will walk away with just even better memories than they do now. There's also another advantage. These stairways offer a release valve for our elevators, so people's experience is again enhanced because maybe they don't have to wait in line as much. Maybe they choose to step out of the gorge rather than take an elevator. So we are in the process of some planning, some design. As we get into that in the next few months, we will be sharing with the public, probably in November, we'll have a public information meeting that will certainly tell more about the project. But this funding really helps us. It goes a long way toward reaching this vision that we've had, and we are grateful to Congressman Higgins, to the program for this funding. So with that, I thank you, and I'd like to hand the podium over to our mayor, Mr. Restaino. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. You know, as Mark indicated, improving the visitor experience is always important here at the state park, and every opportunity that we have to either add to it or improve it always makes the experience here better and more enjoyable. And again, I can't thank Congressman Higgins enough for his continued commitment to our region, to the state park here, and as well as to the city of Niagara Falls. This is another example of his understanding how important this location is to our region. And so again, I want to thank him for his continued commitment. The fact that this remains a focus for Congressman Higgins, I think, should be a comfort to all of us in the region, that he doesn't forget about the important pieces back here. There's much that he's doing there in Congress, but the Western New York area, and specifically the Greater Niagara region, is very, very important to him. So again, I want to thank the Congressman for it. Also, I appreciate our state parks continuing to develop new and exciting opportunities for visitors and for locals. So again, thank you very much, Congressman.
Thank you, Mayor. Questions?
Yeah, question for both you and the mayor, of course. How will investments like this, you know, pay off for the future of Niagara Falls downtown?
Well, I think that every time we are able to create or increase the kind of experience or the volume of tourists and locals who come down here, that's always going to bode well for us in the local economy, whether it's sales tax or whether there are other opportunities for us to have longer hotel stays. So I think every little piece that we can put together always makes for a better opportunity for our local economy.
Just let me, you know, this is the first state park in America. It was Frederick Law Olmsted, Henry Hobson Richardson, an attorney by the name of William Doschmeyer, came up here while Olmsted was designing the Buffalo Park system for a couple of days of rest. And they saw the great potential here. This is the greatest waterfront in the world. And for most of this city's history, the people of this community, the people of the city of Niagara Falls, that both the mayor and I represent, were denied access. Real meaningful access to the greatest waterfront in the world. And now you see this announcement today, you see the state's investment into the state park, you see repeated federal initiatives. This is all changing. You know, when I was first took Niagara Falls, one of the things we did first was call for the removal of the Robert Moses Parkway, because it was never a parkway. It was an 18.4 mile elevated section of highway. that blocked this city from this beautiful waterfront. Those days are over.
I mentioned earlier we're in design. We plan on carrying that through to the winter. And then hope is to find the balance of the funding and put it out to bid in the spring. And with luck, we're going to start construction this coming summer, 23. It's an open bidding process. It's a very complicated project. We do need to work around a lot of, you know, constraints, but absolute opportunity for local contractors.
And you really, especially right by the falls, you can't do construction in April 11, right?
Correct. So we've been kicking around some phasing, and we will have to shut down for the winter. Anyone that's been around there, you could get 15, 20, 25 feet of ice buildup in the area we're working. So it most likely will go to two construction seasons. We're going to do our best to condense it. And again, that'll be worked out further as we get into detailed design.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.